Howdy, everybody, and good Friday to you. Welcome back to readaboutit.com. I am Reed, and this is About It. So today, I will freely admit to being a holiday Scrooge at times. You? Yes, me. You know, Christmas just isn't as much fun when you're not a kid and you do have bills that come due in January. So I have really tried to get more into the holiday spirit this year. And of course, one of the things that you do that with is holiday music. And now that I'm actually listening to it, some of the songs just, they make no sense. Some of them are actually anti-Christmas, if you think about it. I'm not talking about just, you know, your grandma got run over by a reindeer songs. You know, the songs that were funny once, like 23 years ago, and have not been funny since then. And by the way, I heard this on the radio the other day. The only thing worse than listening to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is listening to cover songs of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. If that's what you've got for your country Christmas album, and maybe you better just keep that to yourself, okay? If that's the best you can do, just record it into a tape recorder and you know, stuff copies of that into your friends and family stockings at Christmas. Don't subject the rest of us to it, please. Okay, just hang on to that. But there are some Christmas songs that have been around forever and get played every year, and I don't get them. Let me start with one that always kind of bugs me. Here We Come Wassailing. What the hell is that? Has anybody said the word wassail not related to Christmas time in, I don't know, 300 years? I don't even know what wassail is, but if you come a wassailing, you better clean that crap up before I wake up December 25th and go downstairs to big puddles of wassail everywhere. I don't know. Do you scrub it up? Do you put a magic eraser on it? You just cut the carpet and throw it away? Wassail is one of those words that it's like burl ives. It only comes up around Christmas time. The rest of the year, there's no idea whatsoever. Let it snow. Here's another one. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Yeah, like you could do something about that. Unless you're Thor, you pretty much have to let it snow when it snows. You cocky bastards. There's some songs that I don't want to hear at Christmas time. My favorite things, here's one. There are certain songs that are Christmas songs, certain songs that are winter songs. You know, like Winter Wonderland, not technically a Christmas song, but it gets played around the same time. My favorite things is neither. It's just a song. It's, you know, from Sound of Music. Just because it's a list of things that somebody likes doesn't mean it's a Christmas list, folks. Listen to it. Just because somebody's list includes brown paper packages tied up with string doesn't make it a Christmas song. I mean, if you're using that as a shopping list, then you're going to get this person whiskers off kittens in their stocking, and that's nasty. The ASPCA will step in at that point. So while I'm on that that sort of bent there, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. You sick, sick freaks. Come on, is that really the kind of thing you want to be teaching your kids? Some stranger comes to the house and brings presents and mommy sleeps with him? Is that what you want to teach your kids? Is that where you want to go with that? I don't even want to get started on Santa Baby. I mean, Eartha Kitt or not, that song is more than a little bit disgusting. What are we teaching the children, I ask you? What else we got for Chris? Oh, The Little Drummer Boy. Good version of that by Bob Seger. And let me tell you what, as someone that has had a child, you know, as a newborn, there is nothing that helps a child sleep like a drum solo. I'm telling you, once you get everybody else, you know, get them away from the kid and the cattle start lowing and it gets good and quiet, all you need is a good 7 to 8 minute Led Zeppelin-esque drum solo. Just let her rip, baby. You know, and if the kid's only got one drum, if you can't even vary it up a little bit, that's even better. That'll make the kid just sleep right on through things. War Is Over, Merry Christmas, the John Lennon song. I love this song, but this is one of the songs, one of the few songs, really, that I like the cover versions of it way more than I like the original song, because is there any other song that is so instantaneously ruined? You get about a minute into that song, you love the feeling, you love the vibe, so this is Christmas, what have you done? It builds up, and then Yoko comes in, and the rest of the song is just, it makes you long for the vocals of Linda McCartney. You know, it's not very good. So that's one that I listen to right about the first 45 seconds of, and then I tune out, and I normally wind up listening to Having a Wonderful Christmas Time on one of the other stations. You put them together, you got a good Beatles song. There are, well, my favorite one coming up in a second. By favorite, I mean least favorite. But The 12 Days of Christmas, I got a question for you. Has anyone successfully ever finished this song? I mean, start to finish, one pass. This song is the monopoly of Christmas music. It always seems like a good idea, but then about an hour into it, you're bored out of your mind, and you realize you still have another 2 to 3 hours to go, and you just jump ahead. You know, all right, whoever's got the most money wins right now. Okay, let's forget it. Let's start at 12 and work our way down and then go get blasted on Wassel. Let's just go do that. You know, there are urban legends about people finishing this song, but they don't finish it until like January the 14th. So it does take a while. One from the 80s that gets played, which was supposed to be socially relevant and was, sort of is, and yet still doesn't make a lot of sense, is Do They Know It's Christmas? And I'm a child of the 80s, comes from the 80s. I have a soft spot for the song because it's also the first time that I noticed if you have an important social message, it's best to give it to Bono to sing it. You know, when they really needed somebody to bear down on that song and give the "Tonight, thank God it's them instead of you" line, they didn't give it to George Michael. You know, nobody from Spandau Ballet got to sing that. It's like, let's give it to Bono. But the whole point of the song was for Ethiopian famine relief, of course. And I think it was Chris Rock that said, "Nice to know we cleared all that stuff up." But the underlying question, do they know it's Christmas? Well, no, because they're not Christians. It's not really, you know, celebrated so much in people that don't have the Christian faith. It's just kind of a day on the calendar, like all those Jewish holidays are here in Texas. We don't understand it. Do they know it's Christmas? You know, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. Really? Is there ever snow in Africa at Christmas time? Is there ever snow in Africa at any time? I don't think there would be. And if there is, I don't think the fact that the people are poor and hungry has anything to do with keeping the snow out. I don't think it's because they can't afford snow. I just don't think it snows a lot in Africa. You know, do they know it's Christmas time? I don't know if they still know it's Christmas time, but I think that probably right now there are some late 20s, early 30s Ethiopian guys who can remember vaguely sometime back when they were kids, a big plane of food showing up and a bunch of emaciated, chain-smoking British pop stars coming with them. And everybody got to eat, and then everybody, you know, went out and got high with Boy George. And that was their first Christmas experience. So, yeah, you know, you live, you learn a little bit. And finally, my favorite, and by that I mean least favorite Christmas song, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Yeah, how could anybody hate that song? Think about it, okay? And we're going to take it top to bottom. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Cool. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's great, but nobody stops it there. What's the second verse? So bring us some figgy pudding. To begin with, I hold figgy pudding in the same, you know, high esteem that I hold Wassel. I don't even know what it is. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound like it will taste good. I don't want to stock it in my house. And most of all, you just came in and wished me a Merry Christmas, and now, you know, you're turning me into a short order cook. You know, don't come into my house at the holidays and give me odd jobs, okay? And how does that verse wind up? So bring us some figgy pudding and bring it right here. Right here. Now you're just bossy. And it gets worse. The next verse, we won't go until we get some. That's great. So your little holiday well wishes has now turned into a full-scale home invasion. And there's pushy, and then there's really pushy. So, you know, when somebody says Merry Christmas, just cut them off right there. Don't let them start giving you the odd jobs. Don't let them ask you for Wassel and figgy pudding. Just turn them loose. As always, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays. And I say happy holidays not because of the war on Christmas, but simply because I'm too lazy to remember when to stop saying Merry Christmas and to start saying Happy New Year. So, happy December, everybody. Podcast will return next Friday with more. Thanks for listening. Reed Kerr here. And as always, Seacrest out.